Quantum Leap Forward, Scalability and Hybrid Computing Take Center Stage on June 24, 2025. June 24, 2025. Today saw significant developments in the quantum computing landscape, primarily driven by ambitious scaling plans from QuantumArt and the deployment of IBM's Quantum System 2 in Japan. While the field continues to operate at the cusp of practical application, these developments represent tangible steps towards realizing the long-held promise of quantum computing. QuantumArt unveils ambitious roadmap to 2027 quantum advantage. QuantumArt, a company originating from advanced research at the Weizmann Institute of Science, has released a comprehensive roadmap outlining its strategy to achieve scalable commercial quantum advantage by 2027. The company, led by experts in trapped ion quantum computing and system engineering, is pursuing a bold vision: the construction of a 1 million physical qubit trapped ion quantum computer by 2033. This announcement underscores the increasing seriousness with which companies are approaching the challenge of building truly scalable quantum systems. The core of QuantumArt's strategy revolves around several key technological advancements. Crucially, the company has demonstrated core building blocks necessary for achieving this scale. These include: bullet point, multi-qubit gate operation. Asterisk QuantumArt has successfully demonstrated the ability to control and manipulate multiple qubits simultaneously, a critical hurdle in building complex quantum algorithms. This capability moves beyond simple single-qubit operations, representing a fundamental step towards more sophisticated computations. Bullet point, segmented multi-core operation. Asterisk, the company's architecture incorporates segmented multi-core operation, allowing for the parallel processing of information across different sections of the quantum computer. This is designed to enhance computational throughput and efficiency. Bullet point, scalable system control without photonic links or ion shuttling. Asterisk, a particularly noteworthy aspect of QuantumArt's approach is the elimination of reliance on photonic links or ion shuttling for system control. Traditional trapped ion quantum computing architectures have often faced challenges related to the complexity and potential instability introduced by these methods. By developing a system control strategy that doesn't rely on these techniques, QuantumArt aims to simplify the engineering and improve the reliability of its quantum computer. Bullet point, proprietary compiler and robust execution capabilities. Asterisk, complementing the hardware advancements, QuantumArt has developed a proprietary compiler specifically designed to optimize quantum algorithms for their system. This compiler, coupled with robust execution capabilities, is central to maximizing the potential of their trapped ion architecture. The company's stated goal of achieving commercial quantum advantage by 2027 hinges on successfully executing this roadmap. The ambitious scale of their planned system, 1 million qubits, highlights the significant investment and technological breakthroughs required to move beyond the current, smaller-scale quantum computers. The focus on eliminating reliance on established, complex control methods represents a potentially disruptive approach to trapped ion quantum computing. IBM and RIKEN launch first IBM Quantum System 2 outside the US. Adding to the momentum, IBM, in partnership with Japan's RIKEN, announced the deployment of its first IBM Quantum System 2 outside the United States and outside an IBM quantum data center. This marks a significant expansion of IBM's quantum computing initiatives and demonstrates a growing international collaboration in the field. The IBM Quantum System 2, powered by IBM's latest Heron processor, is being connected to RIKEN's Fugaku supercomputer. This integration represents a key step towards realizing a hybrid quantum HPC workflow. Such workflows are considered crucial for accelerating quantum advantage research by leveraging the strengths of both quantum and classical computing resources. The primary focus of this deployment is research into complex chemical simulations. Specifically, the system is being utilized to investigate the electronic structures of iron sulfides. These simulations are traditionally computationally intensive and require significant resources, often exceeding the capabilities of classical computers alone. The integration with Fugaku provides the necessary computational power to tackle these complex problems. The partnership between IBM and RIKEN underscores the importance of international collaboration in driving innovation within the quantum computing field. RIKEN's access to Fugaku, one of the world's leading supercomputers, provides a powerful platform for testing and validating IBM's quantum technologies. Hybrid quantum HPC, a key strategy. The decision to connect the IBM Quantum System 2 to Fugaku highlights a growing trend in quantum computing. the development of hybrid quantum HPC workflows. This approach recognizes that quantum computers are not intended to replace classical computers entirely, but rather to augment them. By integrating quantum processors with high-performance computing systems, researchers can tackle problems that are intractable for either type of machine alone. The focus on electronic structure simulations of iron sulfides exemplifies this strategy. Classical computers can be used to model the overall behavior of the material, while quantum computers can be used to precisely calculate the electronic structure, a critical factor in determining the material's properties. Concluding summary, June 24, 2025. Today's news reflects continued progress in quantum computing, primarily through ambitious scaling plans from QuantumArt and the deployment of IBM's Quantum System 2 in collaboration with RIKEN. The focus on hardware advancements, particularly the elimination of complex control methods and the integration with high-performance computing systems, represents tangible steps towards realizing practical quantum advantage. While significant challenges remain, these developments demonstrate the growing maturity and increasing momentum within the quantum computing landscape. The day's events did not result in a demonstrable quantum advantage, but they did solidify the strategic direction of key players in the field. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.